Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I'm continuing my series on how to be friends with money. And if you're looking for a coach, I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. We're going to talk about the lottery. All right, when I first started learning about money manifestation, it was very common that teachers would be like, and don't rely on the lottery. And I get the rationale behind that, but it creates a scenario where then somebody has to feel shame if they do want to win the lottery. And I'm like, don't feel shame. It's just another way that money can come in. I personally don't play the lottery, but also I'm just not a gambler. It's not my thing. But I don't have any judgment around it. If it's unhealthy, you know, just like, you know, there's drinking some wine on the weekend and then there's like, oh my God, I'm an alcoholic. Great. It's different. And you only, you know what the line is for you. So same for lottery. If you want to win the lottery and you want your fortune to come by way of the lottery, believe in that. Be all in. You know, I don't think you're a bad person because of the lottery. And I don't think you're going to lose all your money because you won the lottery. I think when we do anything unconsciously, we set ourselves up for, you know, fluke chances, right? But my program, and if you've listened up to this point, you're intentional about it. And if you want to intentionally manifest money by way of lottery, do it. Who are we? And just because we're sitting on our spiritual high horses to say you can't earn money that way. No, you can. You can receive money by way of the lottery. There is nothing wrong with winning the lottery. I have no issues with that. Plan for it, embrace it, do what feels right and true for you. Never feel guilty about winning the lottery and make choices and decisions so that you feel you're in a great place once that money comes through. I don't think that I was reading this, I've been studying with this witch who she has like courses. And so I had signed up for her stuff and she had a section on money spells. I don't particularly do spells, but there's a language that is very similar to manifestation. And I just wanted a different perspective. And I love different perspectives on manifestation specifically. Like I said, manifestation exists in every spiritual tradition, and witchery is just another spiritual tradition. And so I was reading her course and there's this rant in it on, you know, don't try to win the lottery and using witchcraft and stuff and the probability. And it just pissed me the fuck off because I'm like, you don't realize that you are limiting. So you can't say, oh, be open in this way, but don't be closed in this way. No, it's just a channel for money to come through. And you get to handle that in a way that feels right and true to you. It doesn't mean if you win the lottery, you're going to lose it all. That was so common. I heard that and over in early like metaphysical recordings that I would hear. Not like the real old timeies, like the real old timeies would be like, yeah, if that's the way you did it, that's the way you did it. But there was like kind of this generation where everybody was poo-pooing the lottery and like, oh, your life's going to be terrible if you win the lottery. And it doesn't have to be. It's just managing money, right? It's just money manifestation. It's no different than if you did it through a job. It's no different than if you did it through a business. And be okay with that. And if that's something that you're drawn to, don't feel any guilt and shame. And just you can be spiritual and play the lottery. It's no different. You know, like all of these crazy restrictions we put on shit because we call ourselves spiritual is just bonkers nonsense. So if you want to win the lottery, if that, you know, I have a handful of clients that they'll whisper to me eventually, well, I really, you know, I play the lottery. And I'm like, yes. And they're like, whoa, I can talk to you about it. Yeah, you can. You can. Yes. If that's the way you want to do it, it doesn't matter what I do. Right. Like if it's all manifestation, it's all taking care of what you have. It's all being an appreciation for what you can create. Why limit if God wants to bless you through the lottery exists. Just like the same with in a previous podcast, I was talking to you, if you took advantage of a social program, who cares? Like, take advantage of it. Don't take advantage in the sense of, you know, do anything dishonest. Like, in no way am I talking about dishonesty. But if you approach all of these things from a place of integrity, you're good. If you're doing it from the place that it feels right and true to you, you're good. And don't let anybody make you feel bad about it. So I in talking about being friends with money, money can flow through the lottery if you want it to. And you know if it crosses into unhealthy territory for you. And be conscious and aware of that. And if you're concerned, look up, like, what are the signs of gambling addiction? And put systems and boundaries in place for yourself so that that's not your reality. It's that easy. And I'm not saying, like, I'm not in any way trying to minimize the complexity of addiction. Addiction is a whole nother conversation. And a lot of parts of you are involved that make up addictive tendencies. In no way. If you are suffering with an addiction, go get real. I'm not saying spiritual isn't real, but it's a component. But get some psychological help. Get in a group if you need to. Get support around that issue. But if you're just playing the lottery casually for fun, or you go gambling for fun, it's just enjoy it. And you can make money that way. You can allow money into your life through that way. And you can decide how you're going to treat that money and celebrate that money. It's not any different than all the ways in which money can flow into our lives. So you're playing the lottery has nothing to do with being spiritual. You can still be spiritual, right? Okay. That's my rant on lottery. If you're looking for a coach, I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Do you. Do what feels good to you. Because that, if you're excited by something, let's say it's a lottery. If you're excited by something, that's God's way of speaking to you. That's God's way of pointing you in the direction of your dreams, your blessings, your desires. Like I said, I don't play lottery because I'm not into it. But there are other things I'm into, you know, and I devote myself to it. And I'm not listening to society tell me, because 9 times out of 10 society is going to tell you that you can't do it. And so don't wait for someone to validate you. Just be good with it. Right? All right. Sign up for my newsletter on my website, and I'll send you 2 intuitive messages a week that maybe might help you with winning the lottery if that's what you're drawn to. I love you. Thank you for listening. See you on the next show. Take care.